is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. If you're just tuning in, the news that we are discussing so far tonight is the Parents Television Council having a S-fit about a particular show that MTV premiered, I guess it was earlier this week, or maybe last week, called Skins. And had the Parents Television Council had not made such a stink about this new program, maybe it wouldn't have premiered as a record-setting premiere. It had over 3.3 million viewers, which is a big deal for a cable television network to receive. And, of course, the PTC is flipping out because it portrays teenagers doing things that some teenagers do, like drugs and sex. And, of course, according to the Parents Television Council, these things are completely unacceptable, and they should be banished from the airwaves and from all cable networks across the country. Of course, it's completely unrealistic that anything like that is ever going to happen, as the general trend on television programming is to become a little bit more loose, a little more racy over time, as we've seen. And despite all of the outcry, that trend has not turned around.
Well, even when you're talking about, this is MTV. It's a cable channel. You don't have to watch this if you don't want to watch it. You don't have to pay for it if you don't want to. This isn't broadcast television. And so, you know, they should have a little more leniency than broadcast television, it seems to me.
Well, they do. As far as the FCC's rules are concerned, we're talking about what the Parents Television Council wants. The Parents Television Council does not want you to be able to
right.
have this program.
They don't want things like HBO, Showtime, and stuff like that to even exist. They don't want media produced that has, you know, sex or drugs or alcohol or whatever it is that they don't think is right
yeah.
in it.
They only
period.
Want what they would consider wholesome family programming available on television delivery channels. I mean, as we've seen over and over again with these people, and really, as we pointed out last hour, it probably has more to do with the Parents Television Council just trying to promote itself than anything, so they can just continue to get contributions from people who actually errantly believe that this PTC will someday be successful at turning all programming on the television into some sort of wholesome family hour.
Yeah, and this is the problem with government being involved in anything, is the only thing you get from government programs is destruction. You cannot create anything. So if they had taken all this money that they're giving to these people to, you know, destroy the television that's out there and instead created something wholesome with
it. The PTC channel.
Yeah, they could have had so much potential, you know, so much more creativity, so
Absolutely.
Much more out there. Instead, they're just trying to destroy things.
But maybe you're one of those parents that agrees with the Parents Television Council, and you think that television programming and radio programming is too racy these days, and you think something must be done about it. I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, you can also take control here and bring up anything you want. Let's go to Terry, listening. Ladies first, by the way. Terry is in Yakima, listening to KBBL. Hello, Terry.
I just have a question. Do you think society has the right to set any standards?
Society doesn't have rights. Only individuals have rights.
Okay. Do the individuals in the society have a conglomerate right to set standards?
No. I don't believe in the idea that you can't have rights that are greater than the individual's rights. So you as an individual have the right to decide what you consume and what you don't consume, and that's as far as it goes.
Right. There's really no moral philosophies that really say that a society has the right to do such a thing. I mean, even if you look at Christianity, God gave people choice. So if you have choice, obviously, if you have choices, then you're able to make decisions based on a moral basis. The idea that a society would choose doesn't allow morality to come into play.
So there's no right for any individual within the society to ask for protection from society for their children.
They should give it to their children.
You don't have to ask for anything. You can just protect your children. If what you want is for your children to never see a message about sex or drugs or anything like that on television, then it's your responsibility as the parent to shield them from it.
Right, but I can't shield all the children from it. And
that's
the other
not
children
your business.
Have,
your job.
The other children have influence on my children. They have contact with them.
Well,
so,
then you need to move out in the middle of nowhere with a group of people and sect yourself off from the rest of society. Then.
Are you Amish?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing.
Well, we
are
cannot.
You any kind of standards who would like to see society protect them and
but nobody is responsible for you protecting your children but you.
Yeah, but I can't protect them from the contact.
Then don't have kids.
So your complaint, then, is because you feel like you have to allow your kids out into the rest of the world, you're frustrated because the rest of the world has things you would not like them to see. Why don't you move onto a plantation or what do they call them, Mark? The
compound?
Compound. Why don't you move onto a compound like the FLDS cult, and you can live together with other people who are of like mind, and then your kids will be playing with the other kids that have the exact same brainwashing that you want.
Interesting. So when we say, if you don't like how America is, you should leave the country, you guys jump all over us for saying that. But we say we don't like the way the society is heading by making our children into sex addicts and causing them to look as if they can't control themselves, that every child, every teenager is always going to involve themselves in sex. I mean, that's what these shows seem to show.
I recommend. Now, remember, these shows are things that you have to pay for to bring into your home. The idea that you're going to shape, that the Parents Television Council could shape America and its values is ludicrous. If they stop this, there's still all that other programming out there that is about sex and it's about drugs and it's about alcohol. I tend to agree to some extent. I tend to be socially conservative. But what I'm saying to you is that you can't stop it. That this is a lot of frustration over nothing. It's a tempest in a teapot. And all it does is promote this show, not get rid of it.
Yeah, and TV, just the way it's going, is switching over to internet now, and so kids can access internet. They can see just about anything they want on there, and pretty soon we won't really have TVs. We'll just have like those internet TV combos.
Okay.
I agree. That's why these types of groups of parents who attempt to at least get a different point of view out there.
But they don't. They just try and quash other people's point of view.
Terry, look, I didn't tell you. Terry, I didn't tell you to go somewhere outside of the country. That was not my answer for you. My answer for you is if you're concerned about what other... I'm sorry?
Just leave society.
No, create your own society. If you don't want your kids interacting with other kids who could give them dangerous ideas, you need to restrict who your kids can interact with. Don't send your kids to a government school where they're going to be thrown in together with a bunch of kids that do not share your values. Send your kids somewhere where they can be monitored appropriately and that they will only encounter the values and the things that you find appropriate. Whether that means some sort of homeschooling group or a private school, that's up to you to decide, and it's up to you to take the effort. If you want to be a lazy parent and just let your kids go hang out with whoever, wherever, then you're going to get what you get.
Yeah, it comes down to when you decide
agree,
to have kids. Oh, go ahead.
So if we don't agree with that point of view, we should just shut up, sit down, and be quiet.
No,
you
right.
can do
make
whatever
your own.
You want. I said I agreed with the Parents Television Council using this system. By boycotting or whatever it is they do, they can go ahead and do it. I'm telling you that it's pointless. You can go and scream at the sky to turn orange if you want, and you're not going to be successful.
Yeah, you'll be as successful as Fred Phelps and his church protesting at funerals because they believe that America's going to hell because
of gays. GodHatesBags.com.
I mean, you know, that's not going to get rid of gays. It's not going to change that. It's not going to change my acceptance of people who are gay. So you are.
But do you understand how do you understand how anti-Christian this point of view is? That God gave man choice, but it's people, you know, that honestly that consider themselves Christians today. Generally, they're ones that are trying to take choice away from people. They're the ones that are stifling morality and moral choices.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yes. You can't,
okay,
you can't make a moral choice.
For,
go ahead.
Because we stand for a morality that this country used to be known for. Now, because we're so much
this
more
advanced. This country used to be known for racism, too.
You guys. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
So the point that I'm trying to make here is that that you can't make a moral choice if you don't have a choice. If you want morality for people, you must allow them to have choice. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, you can't dictate morality.
No, you can't.
It's objective.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You don't have to go anywhere. You just need to create the society that you want. And that means also leaving other people alone to have their own viewpoints and their own beliefs and their own society. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can visit us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features on our site totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. and see that for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. We have they have internships for all types of journalism and public policy. Some of their journalism people, graduates have been placed at ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. You can go to libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com. This is an awesome, awesome opportunity for somebody who's an undergraduate or, you know, just a graduate or recent graduate of college. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here taking your phone calls. We're talking about control. These certain people that want to control the viewpoints that are even able to be consumed in a society. The folks over at the Parents Television Council flipping out about a new television show on MTV called Skins because it involves teenagers and sex and drugs and a little bit of nudity apparently as well, and they're just freaking out. Of course, some of their supporters have called in tonight to bemoan the direction that society is going and how they want to stop it from doing that. And
well,
what's
by
wrong
the nudity,
with that.
What you mean is some kid running down the middle of the street naked. You're not talking about kids humping in the back of a car or something.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the show. All I know is the first episode. The claim is that it's child porn because there's a 17-year-old. The 17-year-old main character is running down the street. You can see him from behind, so you can see his nude buttocks. And as usual, the folks are coming out here on the phones to say that this is horrible and society is, it's trending downward and it's heading toward evil and, something must be done and we need to stop this programming. And let's go to Johnson. He's on the line in Connecticut on the AMP lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey. So, it's funny. I saw an interview about this when I first heard about this in the show on ABC News, where they were actually interviewing a bunch of the kids. And then I went and did a little bit of verification of my own because I have a brother who just turned 18, and, I'm able to talk to some of his friends who are still, 17 and whatnot. And so I asked around, and I think what's interestingly different about this situation than in times past when the TTC decides to start sticking their nose where it doesn't belong, that kids nowadays, I remember in our generation, it was sort of like kids would be kind of annoyed because, like, oh, these right-wing Christians are sticking their nose in here and basically taking content away from people who they want to partake in it. And the difference nowadays is that the impression I've distinctly gotten is that the kids weren't laughing during this interview. It's sort of like how irrelevant are you in the PTC? Like, how far do you not get it? Because these days with the internet, these kids are not only are they three clicks away from porn on the internet.
Yeah, they can see donkey
they've
porn.
They've probably been watching porn since they were like 12.
I know. I used to watch the Fuzzy Porn Channel when I was little, just to see what it was,
The Fuzzy Porn Channel?
Well, before, all the high-tech cable and whatnot, there was that one channel that if you pay for it, you get it, but if you don't, you can kind of maybe make out a hand here and a leg there.
I did that, too, when I was a kid, too. The pay-per-view where the scramble, you'd watch through the scrambles, right? Yeah.
I was just curious.
I as well. And the thing is now they don't have to have it scrambled. They can just get access to full-on pornography without any problems.
Right.
No issues whatsoever.
The parents that are all worried about this, imagine a world unlike the one that they grew up in. I mean, in 1977, down at the end of the street in Bradenton, Florida, a kid brought his bicycle in there, and we looked at some porn that he had gotten from his big brother or his dad or something like that, and we looked at some magazines. I don't feel like it broke me as an adult. I don't feel like, and I suspect this is an extraordinarily normal thing to have happen. I don't know. I've only lived one life, but most of the people I've talked to have had this happen. And, somehow or another, it doesn't warp them.
Well, here's the other thing is that you think, that this isn't porn. It's tame. It's comparatively
absolutely
tame. I don't know what ages you guys were, got into looking at adult content or trying to see adult content, but it was sure a lot younger than, 17 and 16, which people were on the show, I'm sure. And then the other thing is that what these kids are saying that I saw in the interview is like, not only were they kind of laughing because it's like, how irrelevant is this? We've been watching porn for a long time. They didn't say that, but it was pretty obvious.
Pretty clear.
And then the other thing is that they're like, this is reflective of real life. That's why this show is at all relevant, because it actually speaks to what's actually going on.
Yeah.
So if even if the show were to go away, it's like, oh, well, then you're not going to be portraying reality anymore on television. I don't know. I just it's very interesting to me. And yeah. Then the other thing that I thought was interesting was the reported numbers that this show got, because from everybody I've spoken to, I don't know, does anyone actually watch MTV anymore?
I sure as hell don't.
I don't even have a TV anymore.
Hey.
I don't know anyone, not even kids. I don't know any kids that watch MTV. So
I don't know about that. Kids have to be watching MTV. That's their demo. I mean, their demo is 12 to 30, basically, or 12 to 34.
But I mean, MTV, from last I had heard that MTV was tanking hard, that they were losing a lot of numbers.
Well, this one was a record setter with 3.3 million people watching the first episode. And he makes some good points tonight, Johnson. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it at 800-259-9231.
And, you know, this is the same complaint that's been heard in every generation by, you know, just over and over and over again. I remember seeing, you know, that they were complaining in the 50s about comic books having lurid colors, luring kids into their sick and twisted ways. And, you know, I mean, just rock and roll, and you know, when we were kids, and they'd show movies of the story of the car wreck where the only thing left between the mangled bodies and the destroyed automobile was the record play or the radio play, and Highway to Hell, you know, and just over and over again, this ultra conservative drum beat that we must turn this back, we must protect our kids, we've got to stop it. I swear to God that in 500 AD some guy with like a yak skin coat and a big horned helmet was sitting around the fire going, we can't teach those kids that Beowulf epic. There's parts about trolls having their arms ripped off and dragons being slain. Dear God, they'll kill us in our sleep.
What about Oedipus? Didn't he want to have sex with his own mom?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just keeps going.
Well, and I don't see why people always want to get back in time, because I actually subscribe to some podcast. It's all these old cartoons from like the 40s, 50s, and mm-hmm. so on. They have like explicit content warnings on them. These were cartoons that would show on regular TV that children would watch, that they enjoyed, that their parents would encourage them to watch. Now they are so racist that they cannot show them on
racist.
TV. But
yeah,
I just think they're hilarious, and so I watch them. But they do have explicit content. So if we were to go back in time with TV, we would not be able
back to
show
the separate colors and the separate water fountains and the separate.
Well, obviously, no. People who are of ultra conservative viewpoints are not going to say that that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
But you know, they do tend to lionize the way things were in the past. What they're really doing is lionizing some of the things the way they were.
Right. It's like this ideal that society that didn't actually ever exist. The idea that teens weren't having sex in the 1950s, right?
Yeah.
That no one was doing drugs in the 1960s. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 8232 1-800-318-8232.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free. So do head on over there and enjoy those on us. Features including news updates. You will be kept in the loop when something needs to be communicated about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. If you're on the various different news updates lists, you've got different delivery options from which to choose. One, the best option being email. That way you can absolutely see everything that comes across. Two, there's Twitter. Three, Facebook. You can pick whichever ones work best for you over at news.freetalklive.com. It's all free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com.
The Totasec, it's a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can, a lot more. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home, and once you have a Totasec, you'll realize, wow, I don't know how I made it without this thing. I mean, obviously, you'll make it, but it really makes carrying groceries a lot easier. I don't like putting the grocery cart in the corral, personally, so I prefer to just leave it in the store and then load up my Totasecs and take them out to the car. And when you're taking stuff in from the car, it's just one trip. The Totasec. You can see it at totasec.us, T-O-T-A-S-A-K, no C in Totasec, totasec.us. And we'll give away a pair of them tonight. Totasec.us.
Yes, we will give away a pair, so stay tuned for your opportunity to win that. Our number here is 800-259-9231. We're talking about this idea that the Parents Television Council and its supporters are putting forth that we must go back in time to when things were more wholesome, which is really, to me, it seems to be this appeal to a reality that never existed. I mean, the idea that teenagers are more hormonal now than they ever were in the past, that now they want to have sex with each other because it's on TV and they never wanted to have sex with each other back before teens being depicted of having sex were on television. No, teens would never do something like that in the 1950s. I mean, this whole idea that there was this wholesome past that existed really only seems to exist on television.
Yeah, and I think it really only exists around the whole idea of sexuality. I don't think the drug thing is really a big issue for parents with this. I think it's more the sexuality. And, you know, back in the day, I'm sure people were having sex. It just wasn't as, well, it was more taboo back then, I guess.
Yeah, so it was going on. It just wasn't as obvious. I mean, today, you've got a situation where teenagers now have cell phones with video cameras and still cameras on them, and they can make their own porn videos if they want
to. Oh, and be busted for it, too.
Right, and then arrested for so-called child porn, which is a whole other issue. But the point being, it's much more obvious that it's happening now, and I think that's really all that's changed, and frustrating to these parents.
Yeah, it's frustrating to the parents, but, you know, as a child who, you know, grew up in one of these more accepting eras, I'm kind of thankful for it, because at least we had, you know, the free condom dispensers everywhere and stuff like that, so we had the ability to have protection and, you know, be safe, as opposed to just pretend it's not happening and, you know, have a coat hanger abortion in a back alley.
Well, I can tell you just, you know, from when I grew up, I would have been embarrassed to go in and buy condoms at the times that I was, you know, when I first started having sex. It would have been an embarrassing thing for me. So being able to pick them up free someplace would have been an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to your phone calls. Your thoughts. Pam is on the line. Ladies first. Pam in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Hello, Pam.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Doing great.
Oh, I guess the thing that irritates me the most is that, I just, as a parent of three teenage girls, I feel like it's my responsibility to teach them their morals and values and to talk things through with them. And we go to church, and they listen to questionable music sometimes. And, you know, and I even make a joke out of it. Oh, okay, what are you talking about having sex? Does that mean you're going to run out and have sex? Of course not, Mom. No, of course not, because they understand what they're about. And, you know, they both have committed that they're not going to have sex until they get married, and that's going to be their choice. I'm not necessarily going to say that's what I did when I grew up, but God bless them for going there. But it's my responsibility, and it's not a group of women or a group of parents or any other group to tell me what my children can and can't watch or what my children are going to do if they do watch those things.
Well, it sounds to me like you are actually someone who has conversations with your kids about these issues. I mean, would it be fair to say that you've had frank conversations with them about these adult matters rather than sweeping them under the rug and pretending like they don't exist?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I remember talking to him about, okay, well, what happens when you walk into a party and it's not the kind of party you thought it was going to be? What do you do? And there's a plan. And that's what they're going to do.
Well, the whole idea that you accept as a parent that your kids are going to want to go out to do these things, to engage in the things that are so typical of high schoolers, for instance, going to high school parties.
Happens when you walk into a party that's not the kind of party you expect it to be? Well, if you don't want to be there, you have a choice. But and I also think it's important that they learn to be tolerant of people that are different and accept people that have different opinions, and if they feel like they can bring their friends to church and expose them to God and help with them understand the way that my girls believe, then that's what they should do. But
so do you actively engage in like preventing your kids from watching MTV or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
No, because you have the ability to communicate with your kids. You've talked to your kids about these issues. You've told them how you feel. And do you feel like they would have an issue coming to you with a concern or a question about a mature issue?
No, not at all.
I got no disagreement with.
Yeah, I feel that this is the, you know, I think that if you don't want your kids to watch this stuff, that the parenting starts much sooner, and that this to me is the way. This is the model that one would follow in this. I mean,
by the time they're 13, I just have to pray a lot because their values should have already been established by then.
They're adults by any other culture's definition except our own.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And I think a lot of parents take this for granted as an opportunity to sit down with their children, watch this with them, and then discuss things afterwards. I mean, my mother did that with Schindler's List was the first, like, you know, horror movie I saw. And she sat down, watched it with me, and then we had a discussion about it afterwards. And so instead of it being a taboo, it was a learning experience.
Absolutely. Pam, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's basically it. But I do resent people trying to make decisions for my family.
Thank you. Me too. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Yep, you too. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Seems like a very sensible way to handle raising.
Yeah, I think she's actually said better what I think than I have at this point, because I don't intend to raise my kid watching the raciest thing that we can possibly watch. But I do think that you instill values much sooner than this, and then they choose to watch, because that's all you're doing as a parent is you're giving them ideas early on. They're going to do what they want when they get up to ages like 13 to 15, 23, 33, 43.
Hopefully,
what are you going to do? At some point or another, you got to let them loose.
I just say break off the handle, show them two girls, one cup right off the bat.
Oh, God.
I've never seen it, and I don't want to.
I don't recommend that. Let's continue here and talk to Alex in Florida, listening to WFLA. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Alex?
Well, I listened to the caller. It was a while back, the one woman where she talked about, that she doesn't want her kids watching this. And then you would, at that point, said, well, you can make sure that you take care of your kids. And then she said, well, what about all the other kids? And I think that really goes to the underlying problem here, that we have a lot of times of people that are considered themselves to be social conservatives. I don't have a problem with what you're doing as long as you don't want the government to get involved. Mm-hmm. And the second that you cross that line, that you want the government to get involved because you just know better than they do, I don't know how you can have an argument with the left at that point when they want to do things like, I don't know, single-payer health care or socialized medicine. Kind of goes along the same path because they think that they're doing it for the good of everyone else. And that's what I think the biggest problem is.
Busybodies. People that would say that Hillary Clinton was being silly when she said it takes a village to raise a child act like it takes them to raise other people's kids.
Alex, if you've got more, we'll bring it back here in a moment. I know you had a short segment there. So more in a moment with Alex. 800-259-9231. Hey, two-pack of the Totesac. We told you about it a few moments ago. Now it could be yours if you call in at 603-435-1105. You dial in, you could win. Somebody will. Two-pack of the Totesac. The number, the call-in number for the contest is 603-435-1105. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. Though, your thoughts on censorship, control of the media, society, what is and what is not appropriate to be seen or heard, and how it is or isn't appropriate to try to control what other people can see or hear. That's kind of what we've been focusing on here tonight as the Parents Television Council flips out about yet another show they have decided is the most dangerous show for children, which is a television program by MTV Networks called Skins, apparently. It's focusing on teenagers and some of the issues that teens have to deal with, like drugs and partying and sex, and presumably the consequences, though none of us here have seen the show. In fact, none of the Parents Television Council had seen the show prior to complaining about it being the worst television show ever, because they were basing that pretty much on the promos for the show. And, of course, there's been a lot of different aspects covered here. Still plenty of time for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. And I think Meg, you had pointed out earlier that this is, maybe, I think it was you, pointing out that this is essentially a reflection. This is art reflecting life.
Yeah, and I really think, how would they react if this was a documentary? Because I don't think the subject matter or that, you know, visuals on screen would be any different if it were a documentary.
Well, when it comes to reality TV, a documentary is put together generally by somebody with a point of view.
Yeah, well, reality TV and documentary is very, very different.
Well, I don't know that that's true. I think that there is a strict term for documentary, and I love those.
Yeah.
But I think that when I've seen many documentaries, they can really blur the line. I mean, if you think about Michael Moore's Bowling for Columbine or
anything that he's done,
Fahrenheit 9/11. You know, these are put in the documentary section. They're called documentaries, but they're definitely a, you know, they're something with an agenda. And reality television's agenda is simply to show some shocking behavior so that people will watch it. And I think that there's something documentary-esque or reality-esque about documentaries and documentary-esque about reality television. And, you know, there's a blurring of these lines. I think that absolutely if something is portrayed in the version of a documentary, that people will give it more latitude. But does it deserve it? I don't know.
Mm, I don't see a difference there.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. I think Alex is still with us listening in Florida to WFLA. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Continue with your thoughts, sir.
Well, it's really the overall, the bigger picture thing. This is just one of those little examples that's being used. It's why you see the big problems that we're having going on and coming up to CPAC right now. Because the second that you don't try to legislate things like this, the people that are more controlling on the conservative side really get mad at those people on the libertarian side because they're so consistent in their viewpoint. I mean, I ran for office down here in Florida against Rubio in the Senate race, And when it happened, I would walk into a room and they would ask me these questions. I'd give them the honest answer. And then the whole conversation at that point was on those issues, and they were making it sound like, well, then you just want kids to be able to do this. It's not that I want or don't want kids to be able to do this. It's that the government is the wrong venue in which to try to control people because, like I said before, the second you get into something like that, it's only going to continue into other things because you're going to have those on the other side, like they do for Obama or for these other things, that utilize the same arguments that they're utilizing for things like skins. As long as they don't want the government to deal with it, if they want to go out and protest or boycott or whatever, I don't have a problem with it. But the second that they want someone to force someone to do something, that's you know, when I have the problem.
Yeah, it's a great point. It opens up the door to essentially a slippery slope where once you've justified, as you're pointing out, these so-called conservatives love to position themselves as being for smaller government, but yet they are the first people to call for the control over content, which opens the door up to say, well, if government can control this for society, then government could also control this and this and this, these other things that you supposedly don't want. A great point, and thank you for the call tonight, Alex. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Although I understand, and he's kind of taking the position you took earlier in the show, Mark, that it's okay by him to use these market mechanisms of boycott and protest and things like that. And sure, that's okay. It's not a, you know, it's not a force thing. They're not trying to force their viewpoint on anyone, but they are still attempting to mold other people's organizations in the way they think they should be. And I feel like they should just try leaving folks alone and focusing, as Meg was pointing out earlier, focus their efforts on creating what it is that they do want. Create their own television channel. Create their own little society. Remember we talked in the past about this city that is being, I believe it's fully constructed at this point. We haven't heard a lot about it, but it's in Florida called Ave Maria, where the
down
guy...
Down by Fort Myers, right?
It's somewhere in south central Florida, but yeah. Anyway, the guy that owned Domino's Pizza that made buku bucks off the Domino's Pizza world, he took some of his hundreds of millions of dollars and essentially bought up hundreds of acres of land in Florida and basically created his own little Catholic town. The town is essentially focused on being Catholic. And
so the drugstores can't sell condoms.
That's correct. So this is one of the provisions that if you want to open a Walgreens in Ave Maria, Florida, yeah, you can have your Walgreens as long as you don't offer the same exact, you can't have these sorts of contraceptive items there because we don't believe in stopping
kids from killing babies with condoms.
But my point being that guy didn't leave America. He didn't go somewhere else. He bought his own private property and set up his own private rules and invited other people, say, hey, if you have the same values that I do, come here. This is a place you'll want to live. This is a place that reflects your values. He did what you're suggesting,
yeah.
Meg. He created his own society. He created his own setup where it was acceptable to him and presumably acceptable to others who've joined in, and now they've got their own little Catholic land, and good for them.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, so much of people using government just creates destruction. And the thing that bothers me the most about that when involving television is, you know, I love creativity. I love seeing, you know, the little horrible shows that some guys, you know, get really stoned and make in their basement one night. And it's just awful but funny. I love seeing that stuff. But you can't see it with it being so regulated. It's so stifling. It's so expensive. Nobody can get in there. And so you really get stuck with this bland television,
mm-hmm.
which I don't like. I like creativity. So I want people to butt out just so I can see what comes of this. Because some amazing creative stuff can come out of it, but nobody gives it a chance.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gabriel, listening to KOAL in Utah. Hello, Gabriel.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've watched the Skins version that's on the BBC.
Okay, so the original one.
Yeah, the original one. You know, it's not that bad, and who's to say that teenagers out there can't learn from it? You know, I mean, they see something that's on one of the episodes that they can relate it to things that are going on in their lives. Who's to say they can't learn from it by, you know, differentiating how the character reacts to those same situations that they're dealing with in their everyday lives? I mean, I think you can actually learn from stuff like that, you know. It's kind of like changing...
Are they showing consequences for these actions? Because the Parents Television Council would have you believe that they're just showing kids having sex and doing drugs with no consequence.
No, of course. Well, I mean, even if, with no consequences, of course they're going to magnify that because that's their job. But I mean,
I don't understand the statement. I'm sorry, I don't understand the statement you just made. Are they showing consequences for these acts or not?
Yes, they are. Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. I mean, a lot of the times they get in trouble with their parents, on the one shown on the BBC.
Yeah, that's drama. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't show that.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, you know, I think kids can learn from movies. Like she said, Schindler's List was one of the first movies that her mom watched with her. You know, as soon as my kid turned 16, I'd like to watch the movie Kids, the Larry Clark film Kids with him, you know, show him about safe sex and that there is consequences to acting stupid, pretty much acting like a kid. But if you shield your kid from that, then you throw them out in the real world, I think they're a lot worse off than if you sit down and talk to them about what's going on and the things that they're going to face.
I can't agree more with that statement. I thank you for the call tonight, Gabriel. I appreciate hearing from you out at 800-259-9231. Coming back around to what you were talking about before, Mark, with good parenting being letting your kids know what's out there, being honest with them about what they're going to encounter, about what the consequences are, about why people do the things that they do, and if they do encounter these things, and if they do feel like they have to use them, how to do them safely so they're likely to walk away without getting an STD or without getting some sort of, you know, getting AIDS or getting hooked on drugs or whatever.
Well, I think these discussions are good with children just because not the fact that they're going to go out there not know what they're doing and do it wrong, but they're going to go out there not know what's going on and feel uncomfortable with the situation, not feel sure with themselves. So then, you know, it's easier to be influence those people who are just scared because they don't know what's going on. It's more the knowledge that you're giving the kids as opposed to, you know, anything else. It's the self-help that they get from it.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Still plenty of time for your thoughts. You can dial in here. We got another hour to go. Third hour's coming up in moments. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, I haven't really discussed this aspect of this show, but they show it, a teenager's buttocks. 17-year-old buttocks. It's the end of the world. Child pornography is what they're calling it, but is it child pornography? Well, more coming up. You can take control of America. If anything, it's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.